The Frank Gillard Awards are named in honour of the late war correspondent and founder of BBC Local Radio.
Frank Gillard was a much-loved and respected broadcaster who became one of the best-known voices on wartime radio, reporting from the Middle East and Europe.
I'm lying down at full length here in the cornfield. Just in the hedges around me, I can see many men taking shelter behind the banks wearing their steel helmets while the terrific barrage goes on around us.
The awards are exclusively for BBC Local Radio in England. Their purpose is to recognise excellence and spread awareness of good creative programming ideas.
Welcome to this special podcast. Coming up, you'll hear some highlights of the night, including award-winning radio, reaction from the winners, and remarks from the judges. The ceremony was held in Birmingham. It was hosted by Chris Tarrant and Caroline Martin from BBC WM. The awards were presented by the Director General of the BBC, Lord Hall.
I love radio. Radio is the best fun. It's the purest fun. And it's about you people. It's about connecting with your audience. It's about personality. The greatest radio presenter of my lifetime was Kenny Everett, who was just the best. Just the best in his ingenuity and his madness and his jingles. And everything about Kenny was perfect. And all I think is whatever state you're in with your station, however computerised and digitalised, whatever, when the next Kenny Everett comes and knocks on the door of your station, you must be ready to give that guy a job, because people like that are the lifeblood of what you all do, what I did for many years, and what I hope to continue to do. It's about linking up with the audience, making some kind of contact, and that's what we're here tonight to celebrate.
The first award of the night was for the best breakfast show, and our winner was BBC Radio Nottingham.
If they seem to be ignoring the tenants of the Victoria Centre flats, which is what the people in the flats have been telling BBC Radio Nottingham, perhaps they will find it less easy to ignore the very same noise being played on a loudspeaker outside their own offices. Sarah Julian is pressing the play button. How's it going?
I'm on Station Street and I'm getting some funny looks, Andy.
What we loved about Andy Whittaker, BBC Radio Nottingham, was it found a way of making great public service radio, great journalism, and found a way to make it really, really engaging and fun. It's easy to be very worthy and dull. It's easy to be very exciting, but not, frankly, very worthy. And they combine those two in a great combination. So, for example, there were some brilliant stunts, really engaging ones. They didn't push it too far. Just witty, amusing, and yet very serious.
I think, like everybody who comes to these things, you never quite think it's going to be you. So when it is you, it's like, wow, that was amazing. And it was a really pleasing entry, I think, this year. It's one of those entries where we actually achieved everything we wanted to achieve. Some years you get frustrations, you don't quite get the entry material that you want. But you know that, you know, you've got the ability to do those kind of things. This year had a bit of everything in the entry, so I think that's why we're particularly pleased. It's good. We've had an amazing evening. I'm partly the shock, so because we weren't expecting to win, we're all sitting around very casually. I had to sort of get our jackets, push through everybody, so we had no idea what we were doing. To be honest, I have no idea what I even said on the stage or what anybody else said at the time, but hey, we've won and we are very, very pleased.
The next award was for Best Mid-Morning Programme. It was won by BBC Radio Stoke.
It's marvellous, the film. We were there yesterday at the red carpet for this film based and filmed around this area. All about, it's a biopic, all about former Stoke City kitman, Neil.
Coming to my home area, I think it's great. And to have Stoke City people here, and Lou McCarry and everybody, I think it's really good.
Did you like your own performance, being you?
Yes, I did, marvellous.
One stood out for us, and that was Perry Spiller at Radio Stoke. And I think what he did best was he had a great range of stories. There were some really serious stories, some moving stories, but also a sense of fun as well. There were lots of stories that came from the audience. It had a real sense of connection with the place in which he was broadcasting. So there were some real outstanding moments which made you think, which made you quite emotional, and some which made you laugh. So it was a very, very powerful intro.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've got to say the biggest thank you to these two guys. They're my producers. Natalie, and Matthew. I'm pointing because you might not be sure. My name's Perry Spiller. I've got a couple of thank yous to say. Thank you to my editor as well, Gary, who's joined us today, and our assistant editor as well, Alistair Miskin, who can't be here today, but a great guy. And he stops us going off the rails, frankly, doesn't he? I mean, without him, we'd be off air. That's pretty much it. But thank you very, very much. Very, very proud of this. Thank you.
Trish Adudu from BBC Coventry and Warwickshire picked up the Best Presenter Award.
No more SAG!
No more SAG!
No more SAG!
No more SAG!
Are you the man to banish the SAG?
I'm definitely that man, and we're going to get rid of it now, so guys!
Wonderful. I'm going to go round now. Luke is over that side. I'm going to go round, and I'm going to squeeze... I'm going to squeeze your love handles, all right? I'm squeezing yours, Darren. Ooh!
Just muscle, pure muscle.
Let me squeeze yours.
Oh my God.
Oh, hello. There's a lot of love in this room, I can tell you.
Trish was far and away the best. I felt that she came out of the radio in three dimensions. I mean, it really, with Trish, you just get both barrels. This is a real person. That's the key thing. She's not pretending to be a presenter. She just is Trish. And I wanted to hear what she was doing. I wanted to hear her speaking. I wanted to hear her talking about, weight or homelessness or whatever it was. And I sort of just fell in love with her a bit.
Can I just say, I've got a couple of thank yous. First of all, I'm going to thank Tony Hall because at the beginning of the year, I was going to leave the BBC because I'd spent so long and there was no opportunities. And Tony said, tell me about your story. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. And I haven't paid him. Also, Sarah Harness, you took the risk on me when no one would. Love you. I've watched the Gillards, the photos coming in, and I've never been part of it. And I'm part of it today. Thank you. But the one big thank you, I'll shut up. Sorry, Chris, I love you, by the way. I loved you on Tiswas. This young lady, she is so young, and she has made me who I am. You are fantastic, Kerry McGinty. She is brilliant. So remember that name in the future. Thank you. Bye.
The next award was for original journalism. The winner was BBC Hereford and Worcester.
And I could feel the blood running down my legs. And I was in complete shock. And if people can imagine at 12 years of age, bent over the desk, been hit with a cane 6 times, then I've done that to you.
It was intelligent journalism, it was original, it generated a buzz, and it made an impact, and that's key in journalism. So a no-brainer, really, as to why it's the winner.
It means a massive lot to me. I wouldn't say that it was down to me, it was down to the bravery of the men who came forward to tell us their story. And also the bravery of BBC Hereford and Worcester to take it on, because there are quite a lot of challenges, and I think I've learnt a lot from it. But really, I just want to also say, I'm not going to say many thank yous, but just thank you to my managers, Jeremy and Joe, and all my colleagues for supporting me throughout this investigation. And thank you for giving me this award. It really does mean a lot to me. So thanks very much, and cheers, everybody. Good night.
BBC Radio Shropshire took home the Coverage of a News Story Award.
I don't know where she is. I don't know where my baby is. Is she mixed in with somebody else's ashes? Has she been scattered at sea? Has she been scattered in the river, on a beach? I don't know where those ashes are.
It was compellingly told, it was sensitively told, and it resulted in a change in law. For us, the judges, we were determined it should win, and it really was, for all of us, the raison d'etre of BBC Local Radio.
Yeah, shocked. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it has been a team effort. We took a risk with exposing the baby ashes scandal in England. It's become apparent that this isn't just happening in Shropshire, it's been happening elsewhere across the country, and local radio has really led the way in exposing this scandal. And, you know, Network and the Nationals have trusted us to run with this story. So it's travelled far and wide, but I think the power of local radio shows that we are in touch with listeners, and it also shows that we are, when we're on the ball, that we can make sure that changes do happen at a national level to ensure that families in the future have their child's ashes.
The Journalist of the Year Award was won by Nick Southall.
Well, as you've heard all day here on BBC Radio Shropshire, Vicky, this is quite a damning report. It shocked many people. It has confirmed that parents didn't receive their child's remains over a 15-year period. Why? Well, because staff weren't aware they could override the cremator's computer system to maximise the chance of recovering remains.
Massive credit to you and the team at your radio station for bringing this really important and really tragic issue to light.
The story that he did, Baby Ashes, wasn't one that just had an impact locally in Shropshire. It has an impact nationally. It's going to lead to changes in legislation and regulations. So although it was just one story, we saw it develop from the very start until the very end. And it's a story that's still going. He should be very proud of a strong and original piece of journalism.
BBC Radio Bristol won the Diversity Award.
We're joined here by signing choirs from local schools. Bristol's Elmfield School Signing Choir and Westbury-on-Trim Signing Buddies. You can join them on Periscope, which is a live video feed. Now, they're accompanied by the wonderful soprano, Victoria Oruwari, who sings with Innovision, which is the UK's only blind ensemble.
I can do anything.
We believe the strength of the entry meant it would have stood out in any category. A really powerful and stunning piece of audio. And to connect a big BBC moment, like BBC Music Day, with a group of disabled musicians, was the start of a really positive and inspiring story. It was also something that was right at the heart of mainstream output. I think that's really important. It wasn't on the peripheries of the network. It was right at the centre of not just BBC Radio Bristol, but Gloucestershire, Wiltshire, Somerset. It had scale, I think two orchestras altogether. Choirs, schools, community radio, and it left a lasting imprint on the city of Bristol with the British Para Orchestra.
Good evening, everyone. Am I the only person sitting down there thinking, I hope we win, but I don't want to win because I'll have to make a speech and I've got no speech to make? Handed to us on a plate, somebody said this is, because it's the greatest story ever to be told. Thousands of musicians, hundreds of talented individuals coming together. But it was a plate that got bigger and bigger and bigger, and wow, what a day we had a few months ago now at the Colston Hall. People who'd been left off the agenda when it came to making music, but as you can hear, hopefully you'll hear, some of their talents are just beyond belief. Some of them couldn't see, some of them had no legs, no arms, no, you know, chance of being on stage, but they came together, and Vicky and Sam were the people who managed to get them there, and that was no easy achievement, but so worthwhile, and so glad that we could be here tonight to receive this award on their behalf. Thank you very much indeed.
The next award was for digital innovation. It was won by BBC Radio Sheffield.
Sacks of birthday cards were still arriving for Winnie today as last-minute touches were being put to her surprise birthday party organised by BBC Radio Sheffield.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Winnie.
How are you doing, Winnie?
It was only ever about getting Winnie some birthday cards, and it's just wonderful that we've been able to celebrate with her and show her that there's lots of love and care for her.
It was a really simple idea. And it was, we think, digital from the get-go. So it was digital was right at the heart of it. It wasn't an add-on later on. We also felt that the range of social media that they'd employed was so huge and so inclusive that lots of people came to this idea and therefore it resonated not just locally, but nationally and even internationally. And in the end, it was just really inspiring, heartwarming, fantastically good output. And that's really what you're judging. The digital innovation is fantastic, but if it's good output, that makes an even bigger impact.
It's surreal, to be honest, because I think there was a short clip shown earlier where there was a video of me at Winnie's party saying, we only ever wanted to get her a few birthday cards, and that was the whole point, really. And I think this it's not just an award for what we've done, but it's an award for every single person that liked or commented or shared on that Facebook post, who took the time to choose a card, make a card, write a card and send it. And it's for everybody like Winnie across the country that perhaps doesn't have much company and has got the only sort of four walls for company. And I think we've done, this story has done an amazing thing to highlight people like that, but in quite a positive way, that we can show that we can do something. It's not a negative story. All of us have got the ability to call in on a friend or a neighbour, make a cup of tea, have a chat, ask questions about their childhood, about their life. There were 70 years between Winnie and I, but we became friends because we had a shared knowledge of Sheffield. We were both interested in people. She had a great sense of humour. So I think for that reason, it's just been a brilliant night because we've been able to celebrate all of that.
BBC Radio Cornwall won the next award for their sports coverage.
We've got a lovely mouthful of seawater there. Fantastic. Fresh seawater here in Sydney. Leah C and the Cape Cornwall boat and Nipper all getting very, very close to each other.
8 minutes. Water dripping down our sleeves. Thank you to Hannah Stacey keeping time so wonderfully. This is another huge wave. Up and down we go.
Well, Radio Cornwall, the winning entry, covered the World Pilot Gig Championships off the Isles of Scilly. Not an event that either I might or my fellow judges had ever heard of, but the entry was absolutely terrific. It had everything a good sports broadcast ought to have. It had drama, tension, controversy, good news coverage, the unexpected. They gatecrashed a wedding, for instance. It was absolutely it was superbly put together. The quality of the audio, and quite a lot of it was done out on the water, some of the photos on the social media site of the commentator's boat bobbing up and down in the ocean looked pretty scary to me, very unpleasant. But the sound quality was terrific. It was just beautifully put together and compelling listening from start to finish, and a very well-deserved winner.
Well, the BBC Radio Cornwall sports team has just won the Gillard for Best Sports Programme, which is a bit of a shock. Myself, Jack Murley, Ross Ellis, who's a producer, Dick Strawn, who is one of the commentators as well, and we have to mention our engineer who couldn't be here, Jamie Blake, who performs a miracle of getting us on air a mile and a half out at sea, and Hannah Stacey, who followed some of the breaking news stories. So we're all pleased as punch and a little disbelieving, but very, very grateful to have been chosen.
A massive team effort, it really was, and you know, to be out there in the Scillies, 25 miles off mainland UK, and to be able to bring live sport back to our listeners with all the technical challenges, the weather problems, it had to be a team effort, and it really, really was. And I'm immensely proud of everybody.
You don't expect someone like Cornwall perhaps to win a sports award because we don't have any Premier League football teams, we don't have a top flight rugby team. I think it's great for the community, for the people who take part in gig rowing, to be recognised on a level like this for the competition that they host, because it's a one-off, it's a specialist event, it's a very difficult event to broadcast from, but very rewarding, and you know, I'm still in a bit of shock, to be honest with you.
The Best Programme Award was given to BBC Radio Berkshire.
One day my father called my brother and me and he said, "Sit down, boys. You're going on a long journey."
We didn't know that we wouldn't see our parents again.
Been with me all my life, looking out on the platform and seeing all the tears running down their faces and wondering why they're crying.
As the train was leaving, my mother took her wristwatch off and passed it through the window and simply said, "Remember us."
None of us knew who, in fact, was responsible for helping us to get onto those trains. And we discovered 40 years later that it was a man called Nicholas Winton.
Berkshire won because they had such a creative treatment for the story. They took the story back to where it originated on mainland Europe. They used Esther to bring the story alive, so the production was really good. And we thought their use of social media was exemplary.
We always knew that this was an extraordinary story. Sir Nicholas Winton was a fairly unassuming stockbroker from Maidenhead who in the late 1930s cancelled his holiday and went to Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia and systematically organised the rescue of almost 1,000 children, Jewish children, put them on trains. It was an extraordinary feat. He organised families here in Britain who would take them all in. We're really passionate about this story, but what was so wonderful was that when Chris here, our very talented producer, contacted the original children to find out if they would tell the story with us, we found out that they were every bit as passionate about telling this story as we were. And I'm so honoured that Milena is here with us tonight, who's one of those original children. I'm hoping, Milena, you might say a few words. Thank you.
It was 1939, and I was on the last train to leave Prague in July. I was 9 and a half, and my sister was 3 and a half, and we were coming to England. It was 40 years afterwards when we actually discovered the man who saved us, Nicky, as we then got to call him, Nicky Winton. He was an amazing person, very modest, quoted Shakespeare. And I live in Preston, and I used to visit him from time to time because he lived down in Maidenhead. And when he was 104, I had a message from Prague to say that a Cessna, a four-seater Cessna, was coming over. Would Nicky like a flight? So I called his daughter, and she said, well, if he feels up to it, yes. So we drove him down to a little airport near Maidenhead. His daughter refused to get into this four-seater Cessna. So the pilot and Nicky and I got in, and off we went. And once in the air, the pilot memoed to the controls, and for half an hour, I was being flown by a 104-year-old pilot.
BBC Radio Northampton won the Faith Award.
Lieutenant Colonel B.W. Van, VC, MC and Bar, Notts and Derby Regiment. Died 3rd of October 1918, aged 31. And there, regimental badge, and then underneath it, bigger, the Cross of the Victoria Cross. And also underneath that, a reference to French decoration, the Croix de Guerre avec Palme, with palm. And a quote, a great priest who in his days pleased God.
Found a unique story, the way they brought it to life with the presenter Richard Coles, and the way that they paralleled his life as a vicar with that of a vicar, Bernard Van, who became a shooting soldier in the First World War. He wasn't a chaplain, he was a shooting soldier, and Richard Coles analysed that. I'd like to think that this programme reaches a wider audience and deserves to be heard to mark the armistice in 2018, the centenary of the armistice. Which, in fact, was the year that Bernard Van died.
Bernard Van was a World War I hero, and I was really pleased to be able to tell his story. So special thanks to Jess, our editor at the time, who let us do that. Also, a thank you to the Reverend Richard Coles, who presented the story for us, who's a wonderfully articulate man, a dream to work with, and to John Cooksey, our military historian, who, again, is full of enthusiasm and... again, made it very easy to record and edit the piece. And, of course, to Graham, who coordinated all our World War I coverage on the radio station. And you want to say a few words as well?
Thanks to Martin, who's a wonderful editor. Just a quick word about Bernard Van, who was an extraordinarily brave man. He was quite hard to love, in a way. He won his Victoria Cross, frankly, for an act of extraordinary bravery, but which is quite difficult for us to understand in that sense, that he was killing an awful lot of people on the battlefield. But Richard Coles very eloquently understood and articulated the dilemma and the paradox between life as a clergyman and life as a soldier, and indeed his own paradoxes, which he has in his life. But wonderful editing from Marston as well. And really, of course, the star of the show was Bernard Van.
The next award was for the best promotional campaign. It was won by BBC Radio Sheffield.
BBC Radio Sheffield.
We've got something special planned.
Oh, it's big.
It's bigger than that, Rony.
It's big.
Bigger than that, Howie.
It's big.
That's more like it, Toby.
Love where you live.
Throughout June and July, we're taking BBC Radio Sheffield out across South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire, finding out what's great about your part of the world.
I do like the countryside about it.
People are friendly.
But I live, I like it.
20 live programmes
across 5 packed weeks,
making it one summer to remember.
Well, I love living there.
Love where you live.
Coming soon to a radio near you.
Only on BBC Radio Sheffield.
It was incredibly cohesive, really creative, and just cleverly written. And all of those things came together to form a really solid campaign. Love Where You Live was just
sort of, it was pretty beautiful, really, the way they got all of the community on the air, the poems, everything. It was a unanimous decision.
A little bit speechless. It's not very often that I'm lost for words, but I had a little inkling in the back of my head that we might just sneak it tonight. There were two cracking entries from Cambridgeshire and from Gloucestershire, but I think what we managed to harvest was that sort of breadth. So not just what we were doing on the radio, but on the social media as well, but all the time just keeping our audiences and our community at the pinnacle, really, and always thinking about them. And it just sort of made itself, really. The things that happened throughout the campaign was just all about hearing great local stories. And if we can keep doing that, well, BBC Local Radio is in a good place for years to come.
Robert Elms from BBC Radio London won the Outstanding Contribution Award.
We are indeed live today from Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club here in Soho, in the heart of the greatest metropolis in the world.
You're listening to the Robert Elms Show, and I'm talking to Ian Dewey. I was sitting talking about pub rock earlier on, and one of the first gigs I ever saw, sort of pretending I was old enough to get a pint in a pub, and I certainly wasn't, was Kilburn and the Irons.
Nice to have you back, geezer.
Thank you.
That bird terrorised me last week with her Beatles and that.
20 years ago, to be honest, it was an absolute nightmare. I had no idea what I was doing. I'd never done live radio before. I'll tell you what it was. I loved this city 20 years ago, and I love it even more now.
Do you know what we do for a living? We talk to people. Is there a better job than that? We talk to our communities and to the people around us, and the people we grew up with and the people who just arrived. I mean, I'm incredibly lucky because I talk to what I think is the greatest city in the world. But then so do all of you. You talk to your place. And our place is at the heart of those communities. And as long as we continue to have those dialogues, as long as we listen as well as talk, we'll keep on doing a very, very important job. I wake up in the morning excited about going to work after 21 years. I don't know how many people get to have that privilege, but I've had it for a very, very long time now. And long may it rain, and long may the locality of local radio remain. Because I think we are the most important part of what the BBC can do. Because I don't think anybody else can quite educate, entertain and inform in the way that we do on a daily basis. I'd like to thank my team, but then they're Queen's Park Rangers.
The culmination of the evening was the award for Station of the Year. It was won by BBC Newcastle.
On Friday, we told you about a campaign to get Gary Barlow from Take That to a primary school in Gateshead. Well, he went.
Well, it's lovely to meet you all. Amazing singing as well.
No one was left unseen. We handpicked over 20 funny folk, stuck them in a room with a live studio audience and recorded them.
So I'd go, but you're ginger though, but you are ginger, but you're totally ginger, are you aware that you're ginger, but I can't hear you over the fact that you are a ginger. I mean, we can say it's strawberry blonde, but we all know it's actually ginger. We can't go to the Algarve because of you.
Outstandingly entertaining and very informative. It was really ambitious and it totally understood its audience. There was a warm, funny, unsentimental, interesting feel to the whole entry of the winner. And in the end, all three judges had chosen it and put it top of their list.
The huge thing is, what we've done at the station is has proven to be very successful in terms of winning this, but in terms of what we've done with the audience. And that is at the heart, genuinely, of everything that we do. I was trying to think of something clever to say, but seeing Robert saying what he said, frankly, Robert said everything that I would have wanted to say, and he said it so much better. As a young journo, I used to read his words, and I continued to look up to them. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. And here's to BBC Local Radio. Thank you.
I think they are important. It's not about
blowing your own trumpet or anybody else's. It's to acknowledge the hard work that goes in, but it also inspires other people to think, well, next year that could be us.
Local radio doesn't shout about itself from the rooftops enough, in my opinion, but tonight we've had a room full of maybe 250 people, something like that, celebrating what we do every single day. And it's all, you know, one night a year we can all get together and just look at what we do and go, yes, this is not what we do better than anybody else, and it will be forever money or years to come, for sure.
They're a great thing to have, because to have one of these just shows we are the best breakfast show in the country in BBC local radio. You can't get better than that. You know, people can listen around, they can say, oh, I like this one or I like that one. This is the best breakfast show in the country, and we're very proud.
The Gillards are incredibly important. You know, Frank Gillard started the whole initiative of people radio, of local radio, and so for me, it's inherent in what we do, and to have one of these in my hand, the Frank Gillard trophy, is just absolutely incredible.
The Frank Gillard Awards 2015 podcast was produced for BBC English Regions by John Cameron McIntosh. Station sound producer at BBC Essex and BBC Radio Suffolk.